We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a festive weekend. It was a good weekend to be a Pittsburgher.
Some magic moments at the Steelers game for former Pitt quarterback, the Steelers' number one draft pick, Kenny Pickett, when he came into the game. So you started with Mitch Trubisky. He threw a touchdown, did well. Mason Rudolph got a rude welcome, but then he threw a perfect pass to this number one draft pick receiver. You're going to hear a lot about Mr. Pickens, who did a toe tap in the extreme corner of the end zone for a touchdown.
And when you mentioned Mason Rudolph, the rude introduction, it was the he was stripped of the football, right?
Yeah.
As his first play.
But
he recovered it.
I was disappointed some of the fans booed him for no reason, just when he took to the field.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was like, that's not right.
It's unbecoming.
And then, you know, he played well in the end with that great touchdown pass. And then Kenny Pickett comes on. His former teammates are in the stadium with Coach Pat Narduzzi. And he first pass is a strike, and he ends the game, 3 seconds remaining, with a 24-yard touchdown pass that wins the game. Doesn't matter win or lose in the preseason, but it does matter in a way to the fans. I mean, that's what you do. You compete. Yeah. You play to win.
And then on defense, that Mark Robinson really had a great play at the end of the game.
Strip
there to
sack.
Sort of seal it for the Steelers. So
a lot of new faces, and it'll be interesting to see. Only 4 days left of camp at St. Vincent College for the public. So today, if you want to go, mobile tickets, they're free. But check the times, because sometimes they move the practices.
Yeah, they move the time and the location occasionally. Hey, today's Pulse of Pittsburgh poll question. Declared brain dead on Friday, actress Anne Heche was kept on life support until yesterday when organ recipients were matched. Are you an organ donor? Right now, 66% of you say yes, you are an organ donor. And some people saying that, at least some good is coming of the situation of this tragedy in California. Anne Heche was speeding down the street. Apparently cocaine in her system, slammed into a house, burst into flames. The car burst into flames. But she was able to extend somebody else's life or several people's lives with her organ donation. So,
and the family releasing a statement, quote, Anne Heche has been peacefully taken off life support and her passing will help someone else survive and live. They kept her on that since the accident for the purpose of being able to help others.
Yeah, and I'm one of those 66% who is an organ donor. It's very easy to do. Personal reasons why, my family benefited from somebody else's generosity in death.
Is that all? The 66%, is that all who are organ donors?
Well, that's on our unscientific poll.
Oh, on the poll. I was going to say, in reality, it's easy to do on your Pennsylvania driver's license, for instance.
Simple.
You can just select that. And some people that are concerned about that think that for some reason they would just...
No, they don't.
No.
It's not accurate
at
all.
It's not like that.
I did the research and all that stuff. But when I went down to get my license, when I came to Pennsylvania, came back home, the person listened to the show. And, we talked about my family's story and my brother and a heart transplant. And so when it came time to answer that question, she says, she didn't lead on that she listened to the show, but she said, Kevin, would you like to be an organ donor? And then she glanced up and sort of gave me that look like,
you better give the right answer.
I listened to the show, and then we talked about that. So, yes, I'm
an
organ
donor. Well, actress Anne Heche, for those that are unaware, she was a successful actress, dies at the age of 53. Wag the Dog would be one. Donnie Brasco with Johnny Depp was a very popular show, and she's had a lot of challenges in her life.
Her mother's 85 years old. Now, understand this, Larry. Her mother has outlived, she's buried 4 of her 5 children. One died of a brain tumor in her late 30s, early 40s, and just died in that injuries from the car accident at age 53. She had a son die in a car accident at age 18 and an infant die at the age of two months old due to a heart defect. And her husband died of AIDS. He was secretly gay. She didn't know about it until he was ill, and he came and told her his real life story.
This is Ann's mom.
Ann's mom, yeah. So she buried four of her five kids. That's just heartbreaking.
And Ann also made headlines when she and Ellen DeGeneres began dating in 1997. That became a very big story in, you know, social media world. And then they separated in the year 2000. So tragedy all the way around, but they kept her on life support till they could find proper donors. Mm-hmm. Anne Heche dead at the age of 53. 722 News Radio, KDK, Larry Richard, Kevin Battle. I had a dream over the weekend, Kevin, about the backyard brawl. I got to tell you about it. It was very strange, but that's coming up. And then I'm thinking, here we are, September looming. And
you're wishing away August.
The great race is coming. I'm not wishing anything away. It's all happening. But if you want to participate in the great race, we got great information from the race director, Brian Cates, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So what's the game plan as we roll into it? How do people get registered who would like to participate? Let's start there.
Yeah, absolutely. Registration's done completely online, rungreatrace.com. It's currently $50 for the 10K, $45 for the 5K, and anyone participating in the junior great race with their children on Saturday, the 24th, it's $10 for any of the junior events. It's rungreatrace.com.
The main event is on Sunday.
Yeah, we have one great weekend, as we like to call it, September 24th and 25th. That kicks off at the Dollar Bank Junior Great Race Day on the 24th in Point State Park. Got the Mile Family Fun Run, Tot Trot, and Diaper Dash for the youngest of our participants. And that way leads right into the flagship events, the 5K and the 10K, on Sunday the 25th of September.
Now, the 10K is sort of that flagship event. You added the 5K, correct? And which one's more popular now?
Oh, the 10K is still the most popular. That's started way back in 1977 and has run largely the same course ever since. And in the early 90s, the 5K component was added. Because the 5K distance is traditionally like your introductory distance to organize road racing and things like that for people that want to get started and train on the 5K to graduate up into our 10K.
How many people typically participate in a great race?
Our attendance is fantastic every year, thousands of people. We're expecting, 8 to 10,000, hopefully higher than that this year. And we've hit as high as almost 17,000 a few years ago, which really shows not only what it means to the city, but also the region and the entire Northeast, really. I mean, as it is right now, we already have almost 40 states represented in our race and a few countries. It's not just a local race. It really does have a national reach. We love that it draws people to Pittsburgh.
It's an amazing event. I got to host it last year, MC some of the events last year at the finish line, and I loved the community aspect of it. It felt really warm and welcoming. I enjoyed it so much that I might actually run in it this year. I've been training, Larry.
Come on.
I want to do the 10K, but I think I'm going to try to do the 5K if my knees can hold out, Brian.
Is he too old, Brian, to run in the diaper dash?
For the diaper dash, I'd have to say yes, unfortunately. But we do have the walk components with the 5K for anyone out there with the same mindset. You don't have to run. It's a family event. It's a community event. Non-competitive. We don't want people to feel like they have to push themselves. You can do this event at your pace and your abilities. It's all about finishing and that personal accomplishment and just being out there with your friends and family.
See, that's where I went wrong, Brian. I was pushing myself way too hard to train, and I hurt my knee. I got to get that healed up. And then when I'm running in the course, I'm pushing people. I'm not allowed to do that, am I?
You can race however you want. I mean, that's the beauty of the great race. It's your race. We like to say my great race is our social media hashtag. And, it's really what you want to make it. You can run for time. You can run to beat your friends. Or you can just run for the accomplishment of crossing the finish line. And that's the beauty of this race. It's whatever you want it to be.
RunGreatRace.com. You can get all the details and register there. The countdown is on September 25th. Of course, the weekend, September 24th included, with a whole bunch of events going on. Brian Cates is your race director. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
On Artisk Institute, Pittsburgh Newsline.
Trying to keep me out of that diaper dash? Come on, man.
You really
going to
win
that?
You
I'm
really
gonna, go, I'm going to, yeah. I'm going to. And I'm going to talk trash the whole time I'm running, too.
7:39 News Radio KDK, Larry Richard and Kevin Battle. Big weekend in the Berg. A lot of talk about the three concerts at PNC. Thursday, Friday, last night's Metallica. The Steelers on the North Shore Saturday with their first preseason game of the year and a chance for us to see Kenny Pickett for the first time. And all three quarterbacks looked pretty good. But Kenny, obviously, is the number one draft pick, felt like this was really extraordinarily special.
It's different than a pit game, obviously. You know, the energy, the city really rallies behind the Steelers. And it was just kind of a little bit different juice in there. And it was awesome. Really cool experience.
Could you hear the fans starting to chant your name as you came out to start the second half?
I could, yeah. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. You know, like I said, incredible feeling. You know, a lot of family members here. My grandfather was able to come out. So it was special. It was really cool.
Kenny, how are you guys being coached in terms of running? Take it if it's there. Take it if you like it.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're all really good athletes in the quarterback room. And, you know, I think not using your legs is just really you kind of holding you back and not taking advantage of one of the tools you have to your game. So in those kind of situations when I felt like things were breaking down or if I could just knife it for 4 yards and get a first down, I was going to do that.
Yeah, and he showed that he could do it. 3 seconds remaining, 24 yards out, wins the game on a Kenny Pickett touchdown pass.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a laser, too. But his grandparents were there. I've met his parents, obviously, covering Pitt the last 5 years with Kenny Pickett. He's a great young person, and I knew that going in. Now, I knew he was a good football player, and a lot of green yet to go, but he really showed some excitement. And Coach Pat Narduzzi was there with teammates. I mean, it was magic. It was a Pittsburgh sports moment.
I think a lot of Steelers fans were put at ease. I know the main starters weren't playing and all that other stuff. I know it's a preseason game, but there's been a lot of wondering about what this team's going to be like. Are they going to go 500? Will they make the playoffs? Who's going to be quarterback? A lot of nerves were put at ease, I guess, on Saturday night, I think.
Yeah, when he stepped out onto the field, people knew he was coming out the second he stepped off the bench and then officially announced at quarterback, number 8, Kenny.
That was
Pickett.
You saying that.
Yeah, people were already screaming. I mean, they knew he was coming out. Then they asked him just overall, what an evening.
Yeah. You know, I've been here for 5 years, going on 6 now, so to have that be my first experience with a lot of my family members here, like they've always been. You know, my old coaches, Coach Narduzzi was there for a little bit. I don't know how long he stayed, but it was special, really special.
Coach Narduzzi, they stayed, and the fans stayed. Yeah. They had almost 50,000 people there. For a preseason game, that's good. And usually start third quarter, people start filtering out, but the weather was nice. The game was exciting.
It was an exciting game.
Preseason game. And we got a look at Kenny, and we got a look at Mitch Trubisky for the first time in a Steelers uniform. And Mason Rudolph threw an unbelievable pass to this
They all did well.
Draft pick. Just remember the name Pickens because he's going to be special. Toe-tapped in the corner for a touchdown to – you know, get Mason his touchdown
You
pass.
Know who else did well? Came out, surprised late in the game, pulled off some heroics. That would be one Lawrence Richard on Friday night, not at the Steelers game, but on Friday night at the Benedum. Sister Act was on, and who comes out in a cameo at the end and throws the glitter in the air? The Pope. Congratulations.
Pittsburgh CLO. Yeah, they wrapped up their season with Sister Act at the Benedum. You're right, and I had a surreal moment when I walked into the lobby. There were real nuns there coming to see the show, and they recognized me. And so we were getting a photo, and you know who walked in the door right after that? The bishop, David
That's
Zubik.
Awesome.
So we got a picture That's with awesome. The bishop, and I had to confess to him that I was going to be the Pope in the show. I didn't want him to be surprised. And he did a double take, and then he said, "Do I have to call you boss?" And then, yeah, at the end, it's just a cameo walk-on.
Now, you're Catholic, so you're allowed to play the Pope.
No,
it's not stolen valor.
No.
It's, but But there's a big controversy in Western Pennsylvania. Bushy run battlefield.
They've been doing this reenactment for, what, 40 years?
Yeah. So somebody out of state said, you know what, having a guy from Glenshaw portray a Native American in this reenactment, somebody might get offended. So now, check this out, it's now caused all kinds of problems. Now, they're saying that Bushy Run, who does this reenactment all the time, every year, has to get approval from the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission, written approval to have non-Native Americans play Native Americans in their reenactment to make sure everything's, I guess, kosher. Am I allowed to say that, too?
Do you remember the TV show F Troop?
Yeah.
I don't think there were any actual Native Americans in that show. Maybe I'm wrong.
But in Western Pennsylvania, I mean, there's reenactors reenact. That's what they do. They don't want to get it wrong. They want to get it as historically accurate as they can, even regardless of what they are personally. And
well, that's what acting is.
Yes, that's the essence of acting.
If you had to have everyone who was actually, you know, in every role.
Yul Brynner was not Egyptian.
No?
No, he was Russian.
Why did you tell me?
No. John Wayne was not even John Wayne.
He was Marion Morris.
And he wasn't a cowboy either. Charlton Heston.
7:45.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters, but Kathy is who she is. 7:52 News Radio KDK. When's the last time you were in a theater, Kevin Battle?
Movie theater, burlesque theater.
Movie theater.
Show theater.
Movie theater.
I don't remember. Beginning of
the
pandemic.
When
I took my parents to that movie.
What movie? Now you can't even
remember
what it was. Mine was Top Gun. I wanted to see this new Elvis movie that's been out for a while now with Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker, his
somebody told me yesterday
manager.
That they saw it twice and it's awesome.
Yeah, I keep hearing it's good too.
You want to go today? Me and you, matinee? Buy lunch?
Brad Pitt scored
Nobody
another.
Nobody wants me to buy him lunch.
Another win at the weekend box office.
I'm not the only one on this train looking for this case.
Bullet Train topped the box office again, bringing in another $13 million in its second weekend in theaters. But film critics say it was the slowest weekend of the summer. Three other new releases didn't even crack the top five.
Having any fun yet?
Meantime, Top Gun Maverick soared back into second place with $7 million. It's been in theaters now for 12 weeks. Maverick's also now just $5 million shy of breaking a record and overtaking Avengers Infinity War as the sixth biggest film of all time. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. The movies have changed tremendously when you go to the theater. That experience, for those who haven't been in a while.
They still showed up on a big white screen?
Yeah.
Then how has it changed?
Well, the way you're seated, you're in this big lounge chair. You don't have to get up if people come through your aisle. There's plenty of seats.
Oh.
You can order food and drinks to be delivered to you. You don't like that?
No, I like that idea.
All right, well, I don't know what the next big movie attraction for someone like you would be. I don't know. Maybe they'll bring back the Ten Commandments.
I just offered to take you to see, what's it, Colonel Tom? Is that the name of the movie?
No, it's the Elvis movie.
I know. What's the title of it?
Tom Hanks plays.
Everybody's talking about this movie, but nobody knows the title of it.
This is Elvis? You know what? I don't know the official title.
I think it's just called Elvis.
All right, so everybody has been experiencing inflation, right? Worst in 40 years. 51 years ago, on this day, President Nixon announced some drastic economic measures due to high inflation.
I am today ordering a freeze on all prices and wages throughout the United States for a period of 90 days.
I didn't know the federal government could do that.
No.
I forgot.
No.
Imagine if they came out today and said they're freezing all the wages and prices.
So you just shut your business and say, well, if I'm not going to take a loss selling something that I'm getting that gets more expensive for me to put on my store shelf, screw you, I'm not going
to
sell it.
We haven't got to that yet.
How about this? You're going to get to it real close. The drought in California leading to the processing of tomatoes being decreased by about 5 million tons this year. So price for spaghetti? Up.
Just ration your ketchup. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.